Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
We're happy to report that the wind forecast has backed off a little bit, so it's not going to be as breezy as it earlier looked. But falling snow is a possibility. If we're lucky, the snow is completely south of the stadium. But at this point, it's too early to rule that out. So plan on snow for the game. Plan on heavier snow for tailgating, lighter snow for the game, and then maybe shutting off completely for the game or certainly by the end of the game.
That was Pat Hammer. He was on yesterday with Jeremy and Joe. He was on today with us. And he might be on tomorrow. We'll find out. We're going to keep tabs on that. I just sent him a message on that one, just being like, hey, you know, we'll check in. We'll see what happens here. But it's an evolving situation with the snow as the Bills take on the 49ers in Sunday Night Football tomorrow night. Pre-game coverage going to start at 2 o'clock tomorrow as I'll be here with a, I guess I'm going to call it extended Bills game day. And then I'll be taking over with Nate Geary for Bills game day at 3 p.m. How you feeling about this game? But also, is the one seed still in your hopes? Do you still think it's realistic, or do the Kansas City Chiefs have too much pixie dust? It does sound like I'm definitely in the minority on this one. A lot of you are very encouraged. A lot of you still seem to have more of that hope. And I give all of you credit in the world for it. Because you should. They're a good team. I have a poll out there. I have a couple polls out there, actually. Is the one seed still on your mind for the Bills? Yes, you're still only one game out. And no, the KC Dark Magic exists. And it's overwhelming at this point. A lot of you, 70% of you saying, yeah, no, it still should be something that we can continue to talk about. And it's bothering me that I can't get there because of the latest edition of KC Voodoo Wizardry and Bull stuff. But I'm here to talk about it with you guys, and you guys are here to talk me out of it, and I appreciate every one of you. And we'll go keep talking to the fans. As we get connected with our fans, it's brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We continue on. John in Batavia, I appreciate it for holding on here. Welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Hey, Derek. Thanks for the show. Unfortunately, I won't be able to talk you out of it. I mean, okay, I am still holding out hope that this is the year we dethrone Kansas City. But when we talk about how vulnerable Kansas City looks, I mean, it seems like they do this every year. 2 years ago, they needed a fumble in overtime to beat the Houston Texans. Last year, they had a stretch where they were like 3-5. It seems like every year they have a stretch where they look so vulnerable, and then they find a way to the Super Bowl. So I'm hoping we'll do it this year, but they still have Patrick Mahomes. They still have Andy Reid. I won't get fooled again. Thanks. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks for the show.
I appreciate it, John. And part of it's that. I also am going to be ready to say I should be giving more credit this year to Steve Spagnuolo rather than Patrick Mahomes. Their defense has been very good this year outside of one game. That one game was here in Buffalo. And even then, Chiefs got a couple turnovers. But again, they're willing to play a defensive brand of football with you if you feel like you need to drag this game into the mud, like a Chargers, like a Broncos. But the thing is that Kansas City is also good at playing in the dirt. And that's frustrating. And when you're willing to do that, it allows you a chance to stay close in the game and wait for the other team to make a mistake. Like I said, I think the Bills are just fine. And I hope that they're able to keep things going and put the pressure on Kansas City, make them have to play in the divisional round or in the wild card round. Give them an extra game. That is important. There's something to that. That extra week does help you sometimes, especially if you're battling any sort of injuries. We'll keep going to the phones. Mike from Florida. Mike, welcome to Sports Talk Saturday.
Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad. About yourself?
Good, good. Hey, my daughter's coming in from the Albany area. If the game was going to be canceled, when do you think that would be done by?
If the game was going to be canceled, they probably would have already had provisions in place by now.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that it's really going to be, the drive might be a little insufferable, but as long as she's patient and careful, she'll be fine, because it's mostly when she's coming in from Albany, nothing's really going to affect her until probably getting toward closer to Orchard Park.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Sounds like it's going to be south.
Yes, it's going to be south. Like I said, I'm sitting here in the Amherst area, north of Buffalo, and definitely north of the stadium. I see blue skies and green grass right now. It looks like a majority of the area is not going to get hit by this. It's the south towns. It's the southern tier. It's everything below, below the city proper, in fact. But when it comes to getting to the game, it's going to be around the 219 or something like that, where she's going to start to see, or many of you driving are going to start to see that come into issue.
Well, very good. Go Bills.
Go Bills. I appreciate the call, Mike. And hey, you know, always looking out for family. That's what you got to do. Like I said before, if you're going to be heading to that game tomorrow, just drive safe, drive careful, take the extra time for your preparations, bundle up. I know there's going to be some of you that are going to go shirtless for this game. Don't do it. And then you're going to go ahead and just do it. I appreciate your dedication. Just make sure you're not doing it all day. Okay? Look at me trying to be dad. It's weird. I'm supposed to be the irresponsible one, and I'm trying to, you know, look out for everyone right now.
The one who said in the Chiefs game, the Chiefs playoff game.
I don't
want to
talk about it. We'll put a pin in that, Evan. I know it was unforgettable, but we're not going to worry about that.
That was a fun pregame.
It was. I was on way too many pixie sticks. But again, if you're driving though to that game tomorrow, be careful. Look out for one another. Don't go trying to like selfishly find yourself in there to wait one last minute. You know, try to let people through. Try to let everything happen. And if you see someone pulled over, if you have a chance to safely help get them out of it. The Buffalo thing to do, especially in the snowy times. 803-0550 is the number to call. Everyone's bringing it in right now. How are you feeling about the one seed? How are you feeling about this team in general? And do you think that Kansas City's magic pixie dust is running out? Is more or less the main question here. We go to Luke in Rochester. Luke, how are you doing today?
Hi, very well, thanks. I think that they're going to suffer maybe two or three losses in their next five games. The way they're playing, that they're not a very impressive 11-1 team. It's not like they're trashing teams like the Redskins that did back in 90.
Mm-hmm.
They could have lost these last three games. Like they should have lost to Denver at home, except for that field goal. Carolina was tied with them until the last drive by Mahomes, and then yesterday, if not for some inept play on the quarterback's part there, they're likely to lose that game. Now they're going to have better competition, like you said, playoff caliber teams. And the way they've been playing, it's not just the way they've been playing. There's reasons for it. I think Kelce has really aged out. He's really showing serious decline. He showed it last year, and then he got a boost of adrenaline with Swift thing. But he's worse this year, and Mahomes is far worse this year than he was last year. He admitted that he didn't have a good year. Plus, I think he's overhyped, too. He's not a true pocket passer. His accuracy isn't all that great. They're really due. The Bills are going to get the number one seed. They're not going to lose to Detroit. Detroit played poor against the Texans and won. They played poor in the second half against the Bears. They're not very intimidating. The trap game is tomorrow, especially if the snow has any effect. Hopefully it doesn't snow. Anyway, this could be our year finally, barring injuries to Allen. Bills are going to be number one, and they're the best team, including Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. So that's my two cents.
All right, Luke, I appreciate the call. Thank you. And, yeah, no, like, tomorrow's going to be a tough game too, as he mentions. Good job to remind everyone of that, because everyone's looking at Detroit. San Fran is the defending NFC champion. And they are injured to oblivion. And I feel like this happens to them like every 3 or 4 years where it might even cost them a playoff spot.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
We'll have to see. The NFC West is one of the few places in a playoff picture that is up for grabs. But they are a good team still. So the Bills do need to get out of this game with a win still as well. There's going to be the snow in the game. There's going to be snow on the field. And as Pat Hammer had said, it's probably going to go away during the game, if not before the game. But the conditions will still be there. That said, there should be another Bills win here tomorrow night. And if they don't, though, that's Kansas City now has 2 games up on you, and we're having a much different conversation. Kansas City is weaker. It's just unfortunate that they don't ask how, they do ask how many. And of course, the context will be more important in the playoffs, but we're not there yet. And that's what makes them incredibly annoying, is the fact that teams are just either unwilling, incapable, or just some otherworldly reason not closing against a Chiefs team that is begging you to beat them. The Bills saw that scenario and they said, we're taking this game. If we fail, we fail. But I'm not about to kick a field goal of death. And that was good for them to see. We'll go to Marty in Cheektowaga. Marty, how you doing?
Okay, I want to bring up an incident from the Kansas City game, which no one called in about. It was toward the end of the first half. I would say that we had a 2nd down and 5, all right? And the Bills let the clock go from 2 minutes and 25 seconds down to the 2-minute warning. And I'm sitting there going, why are you wasting these seconds against this team where seconds can mean a lot? I thought that was bad strategy. I mean, no one called in about that. What's your take on that?
I want to get the drive in front of me here before making sure I say something about this, and it's more or less this. Your main objective, after having the first play of the drive, you're only at your 23. Your main objective to start out is something that's not always going to be a great thing to hear here, and it's this. You don't want to force the defense to be back on the field if you can avoid it. If you can't get down the field in 2 minutes to score points in the 2-minute drill, that's on you. So I don't know if you needed those extra 20 or so seconds or 30 seconds when it comes to it. I'm looking at the drive now again, and It was a 5-yard play to Dawson Knox, and then they let it run down happily to the 2-minute warning. I'm okay with that for the reason of, if you don't get the first down on the next play, which they ran the football, which meant you'd be forcing Kansas City to call timeouts. Because now you're looking at third down, you might be punting the next play if something doesn't work out for you. So to start out with a 2-minute or 4-minute situation, you want to make sure the defense isn't rushed back out on the field. So them going and getting that field goal is perfectly fine for me, Marty. It's infuriating to look at in the long run because they do ultimately run themselves out of time. But with 16 seconds left, they were at the Kansas City 15. So I'm not too worried about that one. I think they managed the clock just fine on this drive. As I'm looking at everything, they took a couple of shots at the end zone, and then you kick a chip shot field goal, and you take the lead into halftime. So I wouldn't worry too much on that one, Marty. I appreciate the call, though. 803-0550 is the number to call. Bills 49ers tomorrow night. The Sabres against the Islanders tonight. How are you feeling about either of these teams right now? I've got a couple of polls up here at Derek Kramer 49 on Twitter. I will still never call it X. Elon will need to, like, I don't know, go away forever if I'm going to willingly do that. But the couple of polls out here, is the one seed still on your mind for the Buffalo Bills? Overwhelmingly, a lot of you, especially everyone calling in as well, saying yes, it still should. And are the Sabres good enough to make the playoffs in a bad division? That one's a little bit more even. 36% of you saying they can do it, I believe. 41% of you saying I can't trust the Sabres, just outright. And 22% of you saying it's a long year, so maybe. So it's a lot more of a little bit more of a line with the Buffalo Sabres, and I understand why. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on here. Alex Braske coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to WGR.